is this? I don't know. I don't know if I like that background, but
this is not the time.
I know, right?
No, we can fix it next time.
Good morning, goddesses. Welcome to the Slayground. This is me, Moments in the Morning. And it's just me and you, I think, today.
It's just we.
It's me and you. I love it. I love it. Woo. Alessandra, Grand Rising Goddess, welcome in. Okay.
Oh, so, Alessandra, our people are here
showing us love and support, and we're just going to eat it all up.
So what are we doing?
So we are only doing a few days this week. So we've got 3 days, and then we'll be restreaming some things and doing some other things because, you know, we want to spend time with our families enjoy the holidays as well. So today is Tap In Tuesday. Y'all know I love my Tap In Tuesdays. And we are asking, well, we're talking about taking inventory of who's in your corner. Who's in your corner? Who's on your team? You know, what does your real support system look like? So that's where we're going today. Shall I start?
Yes, please start. Because we only have a half hour and we keep getting cut short. So I want to get every minute of juice and nectar from you.
Everything. All right.
And all our guests.
Okay, so of course I am reading this morning from the Slay Bible for those of you who in the community know what that is. But let me just tell you, it's Slay, Self-Love Awaits You is the name of a book that I have written. And there's all kinds of juicy things in there. I'm telling you, it's a great thing to have. So I am reading from 166. That is the page I am on. And it says, you are all set to slay life like the goddess you are. The best way to forge ahead is to find and create support systems that work for you. That means creating a physical support system of family, friends, mentors, coaches, colleagues, etc. Begin by thinking about the people in your life currently. When your back is against the wall, or when you are really just like backed into a corner, who is going to be there for you? Who truly has your back? A lot of times we don't realize that there are a lot of people standing in our space, standing in our corner, but they are really not on our team. So take inventory. This is serious business right now, and you don't need anything or anyone who can keep you from rebirthing your vision. You are your mission. And so today we ask, and who's in your corner, who is on your team, and who is not? So.
That's the only question, and we don't talk enough about it. You know, it's part of the post-slavery wound that we have, because that support was automatically sewn into our family structure.
Yes.
You know, from the very beginning, this is how we came from the Creator, with an already set support system. It's designed that way. But because of the dysfunction and dysfunctional habits that we picked up in trying to cope with what was done to us, we've developed some coping mechanisms that, they work for us, and they have worked for us. But it's all in an effort to go back to the original support. Mm-hmm. So that's why we create these surrogates everywhere we go. We might distance ourselves from our family, but then we got a friend that's just like my mean sister. We got a friend that's just like my baby brother. We got a friend who's a thief, just like, you know. So we keep replicating it because that's the hard wiring taking place. At least that's what we believe. It's inherent in the family. So some of us struggle and do everything just to keep that family structure functioning for the sake of the support.
Right.
You know, it's not always about love. It's like this support thing. I will talk about love at another minute. What I wanted to say about the support is how I've implemented in my life and in my practice. Mm-hmm. I like to walk my talk. So in the coaching modules that I do, the seven levels of spiritual unfoldment, which is, it's seven modules. So you call it one coaching course. The first thing you do with the first module is identify your pillars.
Yes.
The first thing you have to do is identify your pillars, because I'm coming in as a coach. I have not been in your life. I'm really a stranger. But yes. You're about to expose all of these private bits, and you want me to participate in your decision-making process for your private bits. You need to have somebody in your life who knows you better than me. You know, even if what they know about you, you don't like, that's not the point. The point is that they can be helpful in your development if they become your pillars. So the first thing we do is we identify our pillars, and you only need like three. Even if you have one, that's fine. But chances are most people would have three, no more than five. No more than five, right? You really only need four pillars. A table only needs four legs.
Yes.
To be able to get kicked around, you know? Yeah, you can say a tripod, you can trip it. You can't trip a four-legged table. So that's what you want. You want your four pillars. That's the model that you want. But then who are these people? Who are these people? Okay. And I wanted to dedicate some time, not a lot, about the type, how we, because I've been observing how mm-hmm. we pick the people that we put into these pillars. Having been doing this practice for 35 years, I'm saying this happens. It's like, wait, why you
pick them? Somebody, why person?
Somebody is always falling into water, right? If that's all they do, that's all you've seen them do in your life. They keep falling in the water. Why are you letting them hold your flame?
Wow.
Why you give them your flame?
Wow.
Right? So we have to pick what, of course, you have to know what your life needs, but you have to pick who you give what responsibility to. Mm-hmm. And so the last thing I want to say about that is about stupid people. All right? Because we think that if someone, and this is really important because it's a lesson that's like sitting fresh in my heart, right? We think that if somebody wants something from us, that's a bad thing. Yeah. Well, don't you want something from them? It doesn't have to be tangible. Like, how dare you expect them to deliver for you and you're giving nothing in return, right? They weren't just born for you. You know, it's an exchange between everyone. So we have this tendency to think that, well, she only wants to get something from me, or they only want this because we can't see what it is that we are getting from them. So part of picking your pillars is understanding what it is that you're getting from them. There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that. That's the natural cycle of life, right? That's the cycle. You know, give and receive and give and receive. Mm-hmm. But we pick the people who we're convinced don't want anything from us. And if somebody doesn't want anything from you, they're either hiding their intent really well or they're stupid, which means that they're in your life without any clear, they're just there because you're accessible and you're there. But you look at what this person has contributed to your life and also look at their own lives, but more so what role they play in your life. If they disappear every time there's a crisis, you know, if whenever you're down, they bring you lower.
Yes.
So we have to look at that exchange. So that was the main thing point I wanted to make, is for us to, don't be ashamed to admit that, yeah, you want something too.
Yes. Just be
honest with that. Mm-hmm. You know, even if what I need is, I want a shoulder to cry on. That's all I want. If that's what my life needs, because I need to cry once or twice a month, then that's what this friend does.
Yes. Yes.
And what do they get out of it? They just, how about the satisfaction of supporting a friend? You know, everybody feels purposeful when they're doing something good for you. But we have a habit of reminding people the bad things that they've done for us.
Yes.
And we have this habit of remembering only that. And I think a shift in what we give importance to and remembering using as a criteria to choose pillars in our lives, I think that needs revisiting. So I'm glad we're doing this.
I agree. And what you're talking about is a reciprocal relationship. And we should have reciprocal relationships. One of the things I think that we need to also look at, though, is look at the people who in your space or in your corner who pull and constantly, like I've had people in my space who have siphoned just parasites. All the energy.
Parasites.
You know? Huh?
Parasites.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And there are many out there. So I definitely want us to be aware of that. Belinda asked the question, are pillars people? And yes, pillars are people. We always are today asking the question, who's in your corner? And extending that question to say, who's in your corner, but not on your team? You know, there are parasites, as Mountain Spirit said, who are there. And as we are on this journey of self-love, of rediscovery, of rebirthing and doing these different things in our lives and improving who we are, mm-hmm. we've got to be mindful of that. So turn around and look and see who's in my corner, mm-hmm. really in my corner and on my team. And then we got to think about cleaning house.
Yeah, like why are they there? You know,
yes.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to know, what am I doing for you? What are you doing here in my life? Because mm-hmm. you're right, Tracy, having all of them people are just picking anybody you need when you feel like, you know, you need something. That's not wise management either. That's not really looking out for supporting your life or creating a support mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it comes out of a habit of having learned to depend on it from the family and then suddenly being absent. And we weren't given the skills. Nobody wrote it down or called us up on the phone and said, hey, yo, this is how you do it. You know, but here with me moments, we're doing it, slaying it. We're doing it for ourselves. We have to.
We have to.
Yeah.
We have to. All right. So let's see who's in the chat. Alessandra,
good
morning. Alicia.
Good morning, guys. Belinda.
Belinda is here with us. Thank you, goddesses, for being here this morning. So any questions, like anything else that you can think of as far as talking about pillars, understanding the reciprocity of relationships, like that to me is so essential. But building relationships and not, oh, here's the other thing. You don't have to do anything on your own. You really do not. You don't do anything on your own anyway. Mm-hmm. Like I always think of the analogy of a boxer being in the ring, right? You know, they're the only one. They're the one who has to stand up, who has to fight, who has to, you know, maneuver and all of those things. But they're not alone. They've got coaches. They've got other people who are in their corner. And that's where that question came from. For a long time, I did boxing and belly dancing. Who knows why, but I love both of them. And that was the thing that I saw. It's like, you know, you've got this one person that is front and center, but there really are so many people who are standing in the corner. Some of mm-hmm. them are not there though for the person. They're mm-hmm. there themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and so I'm like, ooh, they didn't need them on their team, you know, any of that. So there's a question on the table, Mountain Spirit. What about children? They generally just take. Are they pillars?
That's about the only exception, because we can't forget that we're human beings, mm-hmm. and we are the portals and the caretakers of yes. the baby human beings. So yeah, that's our responsibility. And it's up to us to teach them, to transmit to them how to give and take. So yeah. if they're just taking, even from an early age, then that's a signal for us to start mm-hmm. teaching them how to develop this give and take. And that's what I mean about the dysfunction. When you take a child from someone and then just sell them off as a pet or as a slave, and that becomes their root, right? When yeah. you do that, there's no room for teaching a child that, for transmitting that life-to-life lesson. But yeah. it's up to us, the bearers of those children, from the moment that they're in our womb, to start doing the give and take. And when they're born, start teaching them.
Yes.
Does she have a compound question? What about children?
She just made the statement that they generally just take and right. ask. They pillars,
but there are parameters for that, because we have a common understanding of what an adult means. We have mm-hmm. a conventional understanding throughout the entire civilization right. that at a certain point you are an adult. You are no longer the ward of my income, okay, of my state. So at that point, that's also teaching them give and take. Because if you are still supporting them when they are quite capable of supporting themselves, now we have to examine. Because now they're just taking, but it's you who are allowing them.
You're allowing.
It's still a teaching moment.
It is. Yeah. Oh gosh, my thought just went out the window. But what I'm thinking is about us doing them a disservice, not just our children, but the other people in our lives who we are constantly doing for. You know, yes, many of us are givers, like innately, that's just who we are. But that doesn't mean that you have to give and say yes to every situation that's out there. Sometimes when we do that, we take away their ability to be independent, to learn how to do it on their own.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing too.
My sister woke me up when my son was very young. It's like he was like 7 or 8 years old, or maybe younger. And I was cutting up his broccoli at the table. We had just been traveling, and for some reason I went into mommy mode and I started cutting up his food, and she yelled at me all the way from the kitchen. She's like, come in the kitchen, talk to me. I says, oh no, she looked over, she says, why are you handicapping my nephew?
Oh, see?
And that, till this day, I mean, that line stayed with me, you know, and that's something a pillar would say. That's something a pillar would do. It just stand you right back up straight.
Yes.
Right? And women who run with the wolves. Again, that's the whole point. If that's what your terrain is, if that's what you're walking in this life, then don't be picking no pussycats to run with you. You need pillars who can roll with the punches. If you're going to freak out every time, you know, like if I'm a thief, right? Because even thieves need support. And every time I get arrested, you freak out. Well, you know what? You can't bounce with me because that's how it is. No judgment.
Right?
Or if I'm a
support system,
high-class
right?
prostitute, because that's the only kind I would be, right? If I was like a high-class call girl, because we have no judgment here. If that's what you do for a living.
Exactly.
Don't be befriending no nuns or Puritans, or because your support is not going to come from that.
Right. Right. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Goddess Val.
Yay!
What did I come in on?
I don't know.
What had happened was.
Tell us, right? Tell us. I can't.
So today we are, the question on the table is, who's on your team, but not in your corner? So first of all, who's on your team? Who's, you know, who's in your corner? Who's there? Turn around and look around, you know? And so Mountain Spirit brought up pillars because it's something that she teaches. So we're talking about, you know, who are the pillars in your life and needing them to support you along the journey, but also understanding that all relationships are reciprocal or should be. There should be some give and take. Yeah. But if they're just takers, what'd you call them? Leeches?
Parasites.
Parasites, yes.
Them vampires. All of that.
We need to clean house. We need to clean house. Or think about it.
I don't think it's anything on them. I think it's us.
That's
what
I'm saying.
We're doing the picking, right?
Yes, exactly.
I will say this. My pillars... The number one pillar that I had is no longer here. Her sisters are here, and I'm referring to her, my aunts. And they are the ones that constantly give. And I know that I give back to them. It was good to see them, I think, the holiday season right after their sister passed, my mom passed, and we were able to kind of joke around about some of the crazy things my mom did. And I was like, yeah, pillars as far as friends and other folks. There's a friend that I know of right now that is a pillar, but he's calling me a leech. But I'm like, I told you I want something and he's telling me that he wants something and we're like, we're at an impasse. But in for the new year 2022, I'm like, I might have to cut you because I don't know if I want to deal with that energy.
Ooh, Delores.
I don't know. Because my thing is that if people show you who they are, believe them. Believe them the first time.
Amen. Period.
So and some people that I know that are people that are there for a season, people that are there for a reason, and people that are there for a lifetime. I have lifetime friends, especially some that I've made in New York, that are just, they are ride or die. And I love that. We call each other, you know, I don't like the way he, you know, there's no judgment when we talk to one another. I love that. And everyone needs that support system because that's how you make it.
Yes.
Yeah. See, you didn't miss nothing. You came right in.
Right.
On point. You know, and they could have their own seasons. And what you said about seasons. There was a time when all my pillars were in the legal system. There were Supreme Court justices, a lawyer, a paralegal. And that was a very big chunk of time. But after I got rid of all of my legal troubles, I was left with no pillars because I didn't want to talk about that.
Right.
Because, you know, they could stuck you in where you were struggling to get out of. And you got to recognize once you're out of there, it's, excuse me, I don't play tennis no more. I ain't doing that no more. I need a new set. You know, it's okay. But the lifetime ones are the ones that dance with us through.
Yes.
Through all of those shifts. So, you know, it's like a garden again. There's a constant weeding and planting and tending to so that our pillars can be constant.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I love that. And even looking back into transitioning out of the whole workhorse mentality, working as a nurse and then shifting over, you know, I was like, who is on my team? Because, you know, some nurses looking at me like, what are you talking about? You don't want to be a nurse anymore. I'm like, well, I'm still a nurse. I'm just not doing it your way, right? I'm still loving and taking care of people. I'm still giving people good medicine. So I'm still who I am. I just don't want to be over there with you doing that. And so that was quite a transition, though.
It is.
Here's another thing. If you're the smartest person on your team or in your space, you know, I want people who are smarter than me, who think different than me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want those type of people on my team too, because I am still learning and evolving and growing. And I can't do that if everybody turning to me for all of their information and, you know, everything. So. Yeah, you want some smart people on your team.
You want to grow. Everyone wants to grow.
Exactly. Exactly.
You would think everyone wants to grow. You want people to, you know.
Well, I want to grow and know about nobody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so, I don't want anybody sucking off of me. I need to suck back.
Yes. Yes. That stifles your growth.
What?
Somebody is sucking off of you because you're so busy dealing with all of these things and putting out all of these fires that you can't take care of yourself.
Next thing you know, you're all sucked out. You're like,
you sucked me. Why?
Sickly. Ain't got no money. And, you know.
And then mad about it. You can't be mad about it. You have to accept. That's the own it to dethrone it part. You got to own that part. Sweep that off the table and move forward again.
Get you some pillars, girl.
Get you some
pillars. And I'm Mountain Spirit, when you were like, yeah, all I knew was lawyers and paralegals, and I'm thinking that sounds like a good start of a joke. So we walked in the bar, it was a paralegal, it was a lawyer.
It stops being funny right there, right?
Oh my goodness.
There's no punchline. That is the joke.
That is the joke. There you go.
Guys, I used to work my former life. I worked for attorneys and I did paralegal work and stuff like that. And my gosh, it was very, very trying. I felt like I was pouring so much into doing the work. And then I found myself not joyful about what I love to do. That's when I knew it was time to go. And God kind of forced my hand to leave because he arranged things in my life to say, yeah, you're going to be doing something else. and you're going to love it that you're going to make this change. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. Things got rearranged, which was good.
Well, I'm glad you out, girl, because and I pray for all the ones who are still in there, because it's an interesting experience.
It is.
I'm glad I'm out, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm not talking about it no more.
Do you feel the same way? Do you feel the same way, Tracy, about nursing and what you went through?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I'm like, you know what? That was so. I miss the deliveries though. I miss the babies and helping. Oh, this is a wonderful thing. And the moms and all of that. I miss that from time to time. I miss elements of it, right? I miss the interactivity.
Me too.
I miss that. Mm-hmm. But all of the other political bullshit.
Yeah.
You can keep it.
The drama, the politics, the office situations. It was like,
you got to do this at this time. The work 12 hours, get 30 minutes. If you get your 30 minute break, I was getting ready to give a finger, but I'm not even going there.
No, don't go there. Because it brings up all of these feelings, right? And you're just like, but I'm here to do a job and I love my job, but you are impeding me from doing my great job because you can't talk to that person. You're just the assistant or you're just the paralegal. The attorney needs to speak to that person. Look, I know you went over there and paid $3,000,000,000 to get your whatchamacallit, but I got my education too. I notice I said education. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. She did that.
Right. We educated, right? No, a lot of these professions are dehumanizing. You know, they have a humanistic platform, but it's a scam, really, because you get in there and the first thing that you lose is your humanity. Yeah. Or the first thing that's challenged is your humanity.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So,
so.
All right, goddesses, go ahead, Val. What are you gonna say? One more thing.
Just that it feels good to be able to be on a platform like this to just speak about it, because it's to own it. You have to dethrone it. I love that. I'm taking that's my takeaway from today.
That's it. Yes. Own it to dethrone it. Kill that bitch. Yeah.
And with that, we are
slay. That's how we slay.
That's how we slay. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. So thank you all for joining us this moment for Me Moments in the Morning. We'll definitely be back here bright and early tomorrow. For those of you who have access, who have the app, come on over to Clubhouse, because we are going to continue with Me Moments in the Morning Part 2. Where we all get together to share our gratitude, intention, and affirmation of the day so we can set the tone to slay. All right. Much love to you all. Have an amazing day. We'll see you all soon. Bye.
Let's slay. Woohoo.